Again, the title of the sermon is Love and Power, Part 2. Love and Power, Part 2. Open your Bible to Romans chapter 12. Let's read verse 9. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. Actually, let me take it for that. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 12. Yes, let's have a reader. Romans chapter, a youth, anyone here? Stephen, are you there? Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 12. 9 to 12, okay? Yes? Can you come over here? I don't want you to be isolated from the church. I want you to be part of it. Romans chapter, yes. Romans chapter 12. Verse 9 to 12. Please follow in your Bible. We're talking about love and power.
Let love be without hypocrisy.
Let love be without hypocrisy. That is?
Abhor with evil. What is evil?
Abhor what is. Can you change your version to New Living Translation, Stephen? I know you're reading from your smartphone, so that's the advantage. You can change your versions. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 12. Do you have it? I know you're very good with technology. Romans 12, verse 9 to 12.
Don't just pretend to love others.
Don't just pretend to love others. You can pretend. That's what we call hypocrisy.
Really love them.
Yes.
Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying.
Amen. So he said, don't just pretend to love each other. Love genuinely. So before I ask my first question, I just want to show you examples of not walking in love. You just read it. It's just like you may not know. Examples of not loving genuinely. Yes, can I have that New Living Translation again? Okay, let me just list them for you. And I want you to know that anytime you are doing any of these, you are not walking in God's love. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. It says, verse 10, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. So, when I go about disrespecting my fellow believers, trying to pull them down, trying to make myself look better than them, I am not walking in love. In fact, if I go about disrespecting my wife, and sometimes she accuses me of that, I'm a human being, I'm not walking what? In love. And vice versa. Amen. I tell you something. The woman has a greater probability of disrespecting her husband. That's why the command to the woman is, wives, submit to your husband. It's a feminine weakness. It's not about modern day feminism. It's, you know, in the Garden of Eden, that's what Eve did. It was there from the beginning. God gave the command to the man. The woman went to reverse it. Huh? She went to, no, it wasn't that it was not there. She walked away from him. She was supposed to be with him. She was taken out of him. Amen? She was taken what? Out of him. Even her name means out of man. Amen? She walked away. Yeah, to do our own thing. And that's why the solution to that problem is, wives, submit to your husband. You know what I mean? Respect him. Defer to him. Put yourself second place to him. Hallelujah. It's not that you should be dominated or subjugated. Hallelujah. You so respect in love. Hallelujah. Of course, if your husband is telling you to disobey God, remind him that God is bigger and greater. Hallelujah. I'm not going to disobey God for my husband. Hallelujah. Because God is higher. Praise the Lord. But within the mindset of what is reasonable, yeah, you should respect. Hallelujah. Now, the man problem is the same. The man has a tendency. Yeah? The fallen man has a tendency to be selfish. That's why the command given it is, husband, before you think about yourself, yeah, think first about what? Your wife. Say, husband, love your wife. Hallelujah. They are both respect. The husband respects his wife by loving her and putting her first in terms of, you know, needs and requirements. Amen? The wife loves her husband by respecting him first and putting him first in terms of decisions. Yeah? And in terms of letting how things run. When we reverse the order, what do you get? Commotion and confusion. Praise the Lord. That was not part of my message, but it's for somebody. So when I'm not seeking to respect my fellow believer, when I'm seeking to run them down and kick them down and treat them like rubbish and put myself like I'm better than them, I'm not walking in love. Hallelujah.
Right.
You may be the most beautiful princess in business, look. I'm talking to you. It was her birthday yesterday. Yeah? Hallelujah. But it doesn't mean that there are not some other people who are just almost as beautiful as you. Hallelujah. And so if you seek to put your first self first all the time and push them back, you're not walking in love. Praise the Lord. That's why for me as a pastor, part of my love work in this church is to allow members come to the front, including children, and read the Bible, speak, and everything. It's love work. Hallelujah. That's how we grow together, is one body. Hallelujah. The body cannot function without love. If the hand says, I'm not the eye, then the hand decides not to work for you in one day. And you want to drive. You may be able to see the whole of Basingstoke and beyond, but that hand is not cooperating. Can you go anywhere? No. I don't know what your leg decided to do to the Baragideon, you know? Hallelujah. The body cannot work without love. Hallelujah. But when there's love, the body works together. We benefit each other. And we keep the devil far away. Hallelujah. But when we're not walking in love, your selfishness or your pride, you see, the problem of the woman in the beginning is pride. That's why she's told to submit. The problem of the man in the beginning is what? Selfishness. That's why he's told to what? To love. If I go my selfishness, I'm going to be the worse for it. Your selfishness never makes you the better. It always makes you what? The worse. Your pride never makes you the better. It doesn't. It may look like, that's what we call deceiving yourself. You may feel happy. Now you showed somebody pepper. You know? I'm going to show him a bit of what I've got. No, it's safe. It's an old steam, old railway steam. Okay? That's what they had many years ago, you know, on the rail. It was a steam engine. Praise the Lord. It may look like I'm having my way, but I'm suffering. Let me give an example. Drug addiction. To the drug addict, when he's on a high, he's on top of the world, isn't it? He feels good. He feels like he can jump. He feels he can jump from the building. And actually, I know a story also, someone who jumped after he was high. And of course, you know what happened to him when he landed, don't you? He broke his bones, of course. The drug addict in his own mind, when he's high, he feels that he's better than every other person. He feels very good. He doesn't feel bad when he's high. He doesn't feel bad at all. It is you that you're outside, that you're looking at the situation and say, ah, this person is in bondage. Praise the Lord. Selfishness is bondage. Because it stops you from God's best for your life. Amen. You may have lots of money, sister. I said may. In fact, you have lots of money in Jesus' name. Whatever need you have right now, money is coming in for you to meet that need in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. That's what God told me sometimes. He said, you know what? I'm the owner of the money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can provide the money. Sometimes you are looking at many ways and one way is not working because you are thinking of money. But God can make the other way work. And you will not be any more stressed for it. That's what it means to live by faith. Hallelujah. You may hold all the money and then you keep it yourself. Whereas you should have been using it to touch other lives. You think, yeah, I'm rich. Revelation chapter 3. The last church in Revelation chapter 3. He said, you think you are rich. You see, you don't just think, you say it, I'm rich, I don't have need of anything. That is, they were actually physically rich. But he said, you don't know that you are poor and blind and wretched and naked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said we should love other people genuinely. And I'm not loving other people until I'm loving people who are not my family members. Hallelujah. The love in your family is just human love. It's selfish. It's selfish. You are protecting your family name. Hallelujah. But there's a bigger family. You see, because the physical biology family will not last forever. But the family of God is eternal. Hallelujah. That's the family you are called to love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the first step to love is you need to learn to honor other people. And what does it mean to honor other people? Be considerate. When you're going to do something, consider other people. Yeah? If you are treating someone one way, would you like to be treated that way? Amen? We are saying it on Adon Fellowship. I say, if you are unreliable, how can you have friends? Friendship is about trust. Amen? Hallelujah? It's about trust. So, what I expect from people, I must be willing to give. I will attract them. Amen? If you want to attract, if you have an expectation in your friends, and you want those type of friends, give it. Amen? Whatever you expect in your friendship. You know, there's friendship among criminals. They want people they can trust to deliver on the task. Amen? You know, if I went among criminals, they would not accept me as their friend. Because they can't trust me to deliver on the job. Amen? It's about trust. Hallelujah. So, what you expect from people, give it to them. Let's continue. It said, take delight in honoring each other. That also means take delight in helping each other. Can you wake up in the day and ask yourself, what value can I add to this person's life? You know, instead of criticizing and pulling them down, how can you help them? Maybe somebody is acting very foolish spiritually. As in like, they are making foolish decisions. They don't know. They don't know. Just like the addict doesn't know. But you know because you can see. Not everybody can see. It's not everybody that has eyes that can see. In some part of your life, you may not be seeing something that is compromising you. But someone else may be seeing it. Now, they have a choice. Either to judge and criticize you or to seek to help you. Can we just put that off? Can we put the mic off there? And one of the ways you can help people when you see that they have a problem or weakness is the minimum you can do is to pray for them. Hello? You don't have any right to criticize anybody you've not prayed for. You don't have what? Any right to criticize anybody you've not prayed for. Even Boris Johnson. Praise the Lord. You know why? Because every time you criticize someone you don't pray for, you are bringing a judgment upon yourself. Yeah, it's because basically I'm not loving them. Hallelujah. You pray for them first. And through prayer, you have better insight. Now you can talk. Amen. Now you can talk. You know, when you want to go and correct your brother or your sister, first pray for them. First pray. Pray very well. Invest 10 minutes praying for them. Then go and correct them in love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me show you some other examples and I'll ask you a question. It says there, it says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. When you are lazy, whether at home or at church, you are not walking in love. Can I explain that? Because laziness is saying other people should do it. Hallelujah. This Pastor Ben is the pastor. We both love God, but he's the pastor. Let him do it. But if he now says, please increase my salary, he said no. Hallelujah. No. You love God. I love God. We are both children of God. We should serve the Lord. When I'm lazy, I'm putting the job on somebody else. Even at home. Hallelujah. You know, some relationships will be better if we remove the laziness. Hallelujah. It's a form of cheating. Hallelujah. Walking in love means, to the best of my ability, I try to add value to other lives. Hallelujah. Even when you want to be lazy, consider that, oh, what will be the effect of this? Praise the Lord. That's why you should not be lazy. God does not like laziness. can I prove it to you? The Bible says he does not slumber or sleep, but you should sleep. You know you should. At least 7 hours. Anybody here who sleeps normally for 4 hours, you need to change your lifestyle. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, sister told us, she says she's 30 what? 31. You see, when you were 21, maybe you could do 4 hours. Now you need extra hour. So if it's your wife that is causing it, please see me after this, we will pray for her. And if your husband is causing the problem too, see me after service. I'll pray you a special prayer. Amen? So that your body does not get old fast. You need rest. And Friday we're talking about rest. Amen? Of course, we don't need all to sleep the same hours. But you need... let me tell you the proof that you've not slept enough. You wake up and you feel that your body is telling you that I'm being punished. Amen? Let me now tell you the problem with most men who don't sleep enough, including myself. It's not a problem of the hours. It's a problem of the time of the bed. Many men sleep late. That's their problem. So the solution is sleep earlier. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not saying this to you if you're on night shift. Okay? Because when you're on night shift, your body clock is scattered. So I can't advise you. If you need advice, meet Brother Daly after the service. We advise you. I has been doing it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But try. You know, look for some extra hour of sleep. You know? So that you can feel better. Praise the Lord. You need to feel better. Amen? And let's help each other in this area. Let's help each other. Praise the Lord. I don't even know why I said that, but praise the Lord. God is good. Let's move on. He said, be patient in trouble. So impatience is a proof that I'm not walking in love. I can prove it to you because Bible, the first definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13 is love is patient. Let's stop there. Love is what? Do you know, if I master patience, I've mastered love. Because most of the things we do wrong is because I acted based on emotion or reason. Before I allowed the Holy Spirit to minister to me. Can you see? So if I'm patient, it gives me that margin to process the problem and to have another perspective. Praise the Lord. Love is what? patient and kind. Jesus said, I'm called to live a life of patience and kindness. Amen. Have you ever felt one day that, you know, you saw somebody doing something so bad and say, oh, why wasn't God just destroy this person now? Yeah? The problem is that if God walks like that, he will have destroyed you too. The day you were misbehaving. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Lord is patient, not willing that anyone should perish, but that people should come to repent. That's why anybody that goes to hell is their fault. Because God will give many, many opportunities for repentance. Hallelujah. Now, I know people take that for granted. Hallelujah. I know. Some people know that what they are doing is bad. They know that how they are treating their wife is not good. How they are treating their husband is not good. How they are treating their family is not good. Some people know that how they are treating the church of God is not good. But they are taking advantage of the patience of God. Hallelujah. But patience is not forever. Hallelujah. There's always a payday. You know, beginning of the month. Anybody experience January? January, you spent a lot of Christmas. And then you have January. You have run out. So now you have to exercise extreme patience. Every day you are counting and waiting for payday. But payday will come. Ali, somebody touch your nose, laugh, and I say, payday must surely come. Thank God. Say that. Say thank God for payday. Who can make it without payday? Hallelujah. Love is patient and love is kind. Let me just tell you, let me ask you a question now. And say, based on what we said so far, how can you walk in God's love? Because of course, you see all this I'm saying, this is not human love. Yeah? Human love is, I love my friend and I hate my enemies. Isn't it? Hallelujah. Human love is tit for tat. If you are good to me, I'll be good to you. That's when I love you. Don't blame me for not loving you today. You were not nice to me yesterday. That's human love. But the God kind of love just turns it the other way. So obviously, this is not an ordinary love. So how can you, as a human being, walk in the God kind of love? Which obviously is what we are called to do. Yes, let's have some answers. I have like 3-4 answers there. How can you walk in God's love on a daily basis in the way you deal with people and deal with God and deal with the church? You know, you should walk in love towards people, towards your family, towards your neighbors, towards the church, and towards God. How? What do you need? Yes?
Love your enemies and don't repay evil with evil.
Yes, but how can you go about loving your enemies? So that, I'm looking at the lower tier. You are going higher. So I know you should love. Well, how do you achieve this, being a human? Because obviously you will struggle. Yes? You know what I mean? You will struggle. Well, your brothers, you know, are naughty. Yes?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I think number one, with the help of the Holy Spirit.
You need the help. I don't think anybody on this world can walk in the God kind of love, the one we are describing now, without the help of what? The Holy Spirit. The good news is this: if you are born again, if you have made Jesus Christ, now let me explain to you what it means to be born again. You have made Jesus Christ. You consciously, deliberately, intentionally, and voluntarily made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Then you are born again. If you have not done that, you are not born again. You might be attending church. All your friends may be Christians. But if you have not voluntarily, consciously, deliberately, intentionally Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You are not born again. And you can do that today because it's free. Hallelujah. It's free. But if you've done that, then the Holy Spirit, that was the day you opened the door of your heart and the Holy Spirit came in. He always wanted to come in. See? But when you opened the door, what? He came in. Holy Spirit does not force himself in. You know who tries to force himself in? The thief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He will only come in when you open. Hallelujah. But the thief, he tries to break the door. Yeah? Or steal through any window. Hallelujah. You need the help of the Holy Spirit. You can never walk in God's love with your head. Can someone tell me why you can't walk in God's love with your head? Why your head is not enough? Oh, praise God. You know, oh, praise God. Oh, that's so sweet. I love it. Wow. Wow. Beautiful. Why can't you walk in God's love with your head? And why is it just totally useless trying to walk in God's love with your head? I'll go left and I'll go right.
I think the flesh controls the head and your spirit. Controls your mind. Yeah.
Yes, the flesh has greater access to your head. Yep. Can
you take it further? I just wanted to say, because the head thinks only about itself.
The head, which is your mind, without the word of God in it, is basically selfish. Amen? And let me tell you something. Even after you've been born again, your head, if you don't put the word of God inside it, it remains selfish. Because you are born again in your spirit. If anyone is in Christ, it's a new creation. Spirit. Hallelujah. It's your heart that God changes. But you need to renew your mind. That's why you see, that's why they are selfish Christians. Because they have not filled their mind with the word of God. That the word of God cleanses your mind from all the wrong mindset and the wrong ways of thinking. And if you do nothing about it, 20 years, you're born again, you come to church, but you're not filling yourself with the word of God, you will remain selfish. That's why you meet selfish Christians. That's why you meet Christians who can do things like, is this person a child of God? It's because they have never allowed themselves to be mentored by the word. Hallelujah. And they are going to cause a lot of damage. Praise the Lord. I don't have my perfect answer. They are correct. There are some things that go on in the head that makes it impossible for you to walk in the love using your head only. I didn't say you shouldn't use your head at all. You should use your head. But you can't use it only. You need the Holy Spirit. Okay, let me see time. Let me just, for time. You know what goes on in your head? Thoughts and feelings. Oh, that's all. In your head right now, like sister is there, there are thoughts in her head. I don't know whether she's here or she's in Ecuador. You know, you can be here, but your mind is at the airport. Is that Tony? Praise the Lord. That's how awesome you are. That's how awesome a human being is. Praise the Lord. That's how powerful you are. You can be here physically and you are thinking about England versus Germany. Anyway, you are trying to balance your bank account. And your head is full of thoughts. Amen? And also feelings. You know, based on how people treat you, you may feel good or you may feel bad. Based on how life is treating you, if there's any such thing like that, you may feel good or you may feel bad. If sometimes when you are wearing brand new clothes, you feel good. Praise the Lord. If you're a lady and you just did a nice new hairstyle, you feel what? Good. That's all in the head. Amen? But reasons we counteract you walking in love. Because the reason why you won't walk in love is there's a reason. Don't you know what happened? Don't you know what she did? Don't you know what, Then you find all the everything in the world. Or feelings. You know? I don't like this person. You know, I don't like everybody. Do you like everybody?
Yeah.
Amen. I don't like everybody. And I just have to explain to you. It depends on what they carry in their package. They carry stuff, you know. Someone is carrying worms. I'm not going to dine with them. But I love them. I may not like some people for what they are doing, but I love them. I'm committed to their best interest. I'm willing to sacrifice for them to make it. For them to change. I'm willing to pray for them. I'm willing to fast for them. Yet I don't like them. Because how could they ever change anyway if I don't love them? Amen? So I'm not telling you to like people. Liking is in the head. It's about reasons and feelings. Loving is of the heart. You love because you have received the love of God. You can never love without the love of God in you. It's the love of God that you share. Amen? It's that love that you are able to share. And the way you do it, you have to yield. You yield yourself. It's the choice you have to make. When you choose to yield it, the reason is saying no, the feeling is saying no, but because you want to honor God, you do it anyway. It's sacrificial, but it pays in the long run. Praise the Lord. Okay, time is gone, so I'll just use 5 more minutes to finish off. And just say, to walk in God's law, I think the first thing is you need to humble yourself. You solve 50% of the problem if you can just humble yourself. Because when you are thinking too much of yourself, you will not walk in love. Thinking too much of yourself will always lead to selfishness, protecting your own interest, your privacy, your money, your reputation, yeah, your feelings, you know? So you have to humble yourself. Praise the Lord. Secondly, you need to yield. You need to yield to God's love in you. It's already there if you are born again. Say, I have God's love inside of my heart. Hallelujah. That's why if you are truly born again, your heart cannot be hardened. Hallelujah. If your heart is hardened, then it's either you are not truly born again or you have died spiritually. Yeah? Your heart can never be what? Hardened if you are truly born again. Because when you are born again, the love of God comes in and it softens your heart. Your heart becomes tender. Now you can have compassion. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have this. I have the love. God's love inside my heart. All I need to do, say that daily, is yield to that love. As you yield to it, you'll be doing things, you'll be surprising yourself. You'll be driving and someone will just cross into your lane and you have to brake suddenly and you just laugh. They let them go. Yeah? God did not say that they will not face their own music. He said I will repay. If they keep doing it. Yeah? Usually God does not repay you just for one thing. It's what you keep doing without repentance. Payday is coming. Praise the Lord. And payday is also love. If there was no payday, nobody would repent. Amen? Payday is also love. So you don't destroy yourself. Praise the Lord. Okay, quickly, for the next 5 minutes, and we finish there. Can somebody list for me 7 benefits of walking in love? 7 benefits. There are 7 benefits of walking in love. Okay? I will tell you them. They are here. They are hidden here. So let me just read it so that you can see it. In Matthew 5, it says that love your enemies and bless those that curse you. And then it says what? Pray for those who despitefully use you. And one more, something about those who persecute you. Yeah? It says, so that you can be children of your Father, because it causes the rain to fall on the good and the evil. Then he finishes, he says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. I'm already listing some of the benefits there. And then Romans 12, it says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, Romans 12, we are reading verse 19 to 21. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, give him food. If he's thirsty, what? Give him drink. He said, by so doing, you will heap coals of fire, burning coals of fire on his head. And he said, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. There are seven benefits of walking in love. Yes, let's have some of them. In what I've read, I've listed it. Yes, seven benefits of walking in love. Yes, youth? Yes. Take the easy ones. Quick. If I walk in God's love, though it's sacrificial, what are my benefits? Peace. Because if there's no benefit, I shouldn't tell you to walk in love. Yeah? If I walk in God's love, though I have to make sacrifices, what are the benefits?
Peace.
Peace, yes, peace. I can give that as a bonus prize. Continue.
Joy.
Oh, yes, I can give that as a bonus prize too. Yes. I'm looking for the answers from the Bible readings of today. Yes.
Reduces pain.
Yes, yes, but again, it's all bonus answer. My answers are from the Bible readings of today. Yes. I just read them for you. I just read out the answers, you know. Yes, anybody? Being bold? Don't worry, I'm not too complicated. Go on.
I think you stay out of the hypocrisy.
Yes, yes, that's correct, that's correct, yes. All those are correct, but I'm looking for more direct answers from the Bible readings of today. The Bible readings are Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 48, Romans 12, verse 9 to 21. All the answers are there, yes?
So that we can be children of our Father in heaven.
But you're already a child of your Father.
Rephrase
it. The answer is there. Think about it. So it means so that you can be true children of your Father. Yeah? Because you're already a child of God, isn't it? Yeah. So let me tell you the answer there. The answer there is this. Look, if your son, your son goes to school and does something that really, you know, that makes you feel good. And then you say, that's my child. Why are you saying that?
Because you feel proud.
Thank you. Amen? Anytime you walk in love, you are glorifying God. God is proud of you. God is not always proud of you. I'm sorry to say that. God always loves you, but he's not always proud of you. He's proud of you when you please him. He said, without faith, it is impossible to what? Don't go with that idea that whatever I do, God is proud of me. It's a lie, big lie. Otherwise, we should throw the Bible into the bin. You don't need the Bible. If God is always proud of you, you don't need the Bible. Because we don't need to teach you anything. Amen? God loves you. God does not love you because of you. He loves you because of who he is. God's love towards you is generosity. Hallelujah. But God is proud of you when you walk in love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So walking in love helps you to bring glory to God. And whenever you're not walking in love, you are bringing disgrace to the Father. And you don't want to do that. Amen. Yes. Another answer. Quick. Time is gone. Yes.
So you can live in peace with others.
Yes, so that peace is coming up so much that we have to accept it. If you don't walk in love, there can be no peace. You will just be doing retaliation round one, retaliation round two. You will be keeping it. You keep the list. You know, I saw someone that, you know, the text you sent me last 5 years ago, and now you just spoke anyhow. I've saved it. I'll show it to my children. To come. That's not love. You are just going to, you are in bondage. Hallelujah. It's better you destroyed it. And I was counseling some people for marriage, you know, before they got married. It was about 2-3 years ago. And then, you know, this prospective fiance man, you know, he saw some text, you know, in the wife's phone, or in the fiance, you know, they had not even married her. And he was not happy about those texts. Obviously, they were from other people. And he was trying to decide, should I marry this person? Or not. So, anyway, we had this discussion. I was like, okay, look, you are free now. You've not yet gone in. Yeah? You've seen all the texts. And she told you she was just messing about. They were not real. Do you still want to marry her or not? He said, I want to marry her. I said, no, that means you are going to delete all those texts and destroy them tonight. Because if you keep them, you will meditate on them. And if you meditate on them, you will believe them and it will affect your relationship. But you can believe them now and walk away. He said, no, it's not working away. Praise the Lord. First Corinthians 13 says, love does not keep record. Because when you keep record, you can't let go. Brother, you can't what? Let go. You will go back and meditate on it. Yes? So, any other one? Benefits of walking in love. So yes, you will have peace. The people who enjoy the most peace in the world are those who walk in love. Someone say, oh, there's an evil man. This was on home fellowship. And we're like, you know, this person is just doing bad things. And yet they are still alive. They didn't die early. You know, and nothing bad has happened to them. I said, let me tell you something. Somebody who is doing evil things is already a miserable person. He can never have peace. That's number one punishment. An evil man who is making life difficult for every other person, believe me, they don't have peace. I'm quoting the Bible. The Bible says there is no peace to the wicked. There is no what? There is no peace. Hallelujah. So they are in punishment already. They don't have peace. So I take that. Yeah, I take it. Yes?
When you walk in love, you also have favor.
Bible says something. Many, I don't think we preach on this enough. He said, if you do not forgive your fellow human beings, he said, neither. You know, maybe we just need to go and put this principle on most churches so that people can see. Because when you are teaching the unconditional love of God, you need to balance. You see, truth does not stand on one leg. Any stool that stands on one leg will fall. Yeah? That's why sound doctrine is balance. Hallelujah. Let me tell you the balance of love. God loves me, so I must respond back in love. That's balance. Amen? If I didn't teach you how to respond back in love, it's not balanced. I have misled you. Amen? Praise the Lord. So what did you say again?
Favor.
When you're walking in love, your prayers will be easily answered. Easily. Because there's nothing coming between. It's a good place to be. Amen? You won't need. You see, when you're not walking in love, you will need to go and beg God. Because you are not. You see, loving, walking in love brings you into a tight relationship with God. You are walking in love towards God, and you are walking in love towards people. You don't. When you're in trouble, you don't need to go and beg. Because begging is a sign that you are distant. Amen? When you're walking in love, you go into with confidence. And you say, Father, this is what I want. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that's right. Yes? Let's take a few more answers and we finish.
I think that it falls still into the same, but God will intervene in our situations.
Amen. Yes, I take that. I take that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whenever you bless somebody, in whichever way, blessing is coming your way. Amen? If you like, say, I'm blessed, and other people say, double, double, triple, triple. You are not sowing any seed. You see, if you want return, sow seed. Amen? It's the law of life. I can prove it to you. There is no food you ever ate that didn't come from the ground. None. Tell me one food you ate. It all came from seed. Tell me what? Tell me one that you ate that didn't come from seed. I know I can see your face. Tell me.
I was just thinking about manna, but I didn't eat
it. You know, this sister has a unique way of dribbling me. It's just so good. That was good. That was really good. Yes? Any other one?
GM food.
Sorry?
Genetically modified food.
Yeah, but it was modified.
From something.
Yes. It was modified, but the original came from... Yeah. Even the chemicals they used to modify it, where did it come from? Everything you wear came from the ground. Sister? Your shoe came from the ground. Your glasses came from the ground. What did they eat? Praise the Lord. That's the law of sowing and reaping. Amen. If you want a blessing, sow a seed. I'm not talking about money only. Money is a seed, but it's not the only seed. The best seed is solve a problem in somebody's life. Be a solution. Be a solution. Don't live selfishly. Be a solution. There are needs all around you. Both spiritual, emotional, and physical needs all around you. You can't meet everybody's need. You are not called to meet everybody's need. One day I just realized that I am not the savior. I'm a pastor. I'm not the one savior. Don't think you can help everybody. You will just kill yourself. But the one that God brings your way, yeah, with the help of the Lord, so seed. Let's rise up. Time is gone. We'll continue next week. I'm just trying to show us the connection between love and power, and how I can release power in my life just by loving. Yeah? I can release power in my life just by loving. You know? So some of the ways the devil gets into our lives is because we're not walking in love. He has something to hold on to. When hatred has gone in, bitterness, revenge, anger, selfishness, malice, those are the things that the devil likes. He will just come in for the party. But when you keep them out, he has no inroad. He's trying to get you. He can't get you because the force, love is a force. In fact, love is the greatest force because it was love that made God create the world. And the Bible says that God is love. Let's pray and say, Father, I yield to your love. I yield to your love. And I just yield to the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can teach you. You can't do this thing with your head. Your head cannot teach you how to walk in love. Your head will only teach you reasons and feelings. But as you yield to the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, He will be teaching you, do this, don't do that, let go, do that, go the extra mile. He will show you how to love, forgive, release, pray for this person. And as you yield to the Holy Spirit, the love of God becomes a force in your life that will bring you outstanding breakthrough. Outstanding breakthrough that the devil cannot stop. That's the force of love. So say, Father, I yield to love. I embrace the love of God. I submit myself to the love of God. And I release myself to be a vessel through which the love of God can flow. That's why you're in this world. That's the reason why you're still alive. That God can use you to touch other people's life and be a blessing. And in the process, you yourself will be blessed. And not just external blessing. You will be experiencing lots of love and peace and joy. Which itself is the greatest blessing. Just thank God for His love. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, O Lord. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.